أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm a bit surprised that it's that time of the year where we are remembering what's going to be in 3 weeks' time. It's going to be Ramadan again. And to me it seemed as if Ramadan was just last month, and the year has passed, and now there's another Ramadan. Some of us who were here last year are still going to be here this year. Others are not here because they've either left or because they've passed on. So it's just a reminder that this is a great month, a very important month that's going to befall us within 3 weeks. And it's important that we prepare properly for it and not let the opportunity pass us by. Fasting in Ramadan was ordained in the second year of Hijrah, which interestingly was the same year where jihad was ordained. And the significance of that is quite clear, because Ramadan and fasting in Ramadan and reading Quran in Ramadan is a form of jihad as well. Ramadan throughout the years has seen a lot of the prosperous things happening to Islam. Ghazwat Badr was in Ramadan. The opening of Mecca was in Ramadan. A lot of the battles such as Qadisiyah and Ain Jalut were in Ramadan. The opening of Andalusia was in Ramadan. And a lot of other important events throughout the calendar, Islamic calendar, have occurred in Ramadan because it is a very, very special month. And fasting in Ramadan is obligatory. It is not voluntary. To start with, it used to be voluntary initially, but then it became obligatory on everybody. And just to avoid any misconception or misunderstanding, because sometimes, especially like this year, where the days are going to be quite long, and fasting for this long number of hours might be quite tough, and people could be tempted by saying, look, it's going to affect my work, or it's going to be very hard, it's going to be hot, many excuses. Now, just to remind myself and remind us all of the way it is, we are in the region of choice. Everybody's got a choice. Man sha'a falyu'min wa man sha'a falyakfur. Whoever wants to be a believer has the choice to do that. And whoever does not want to believe has the choice to do that. So there's no obligation in becoming a believer or a non-believer. However, if you decide that you are going to be a believer, i.e. you're going to belong to the Al-Mu'minun, then we need to read the Quran and see what does the Quran tell us. Every time the Quran says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, it is me, it means it is addressing me and addressing you and addressing everybody who made the choice that they want to be a believer. And the Quran says quite clearly, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. So fasting has been ordained on you. So there's no choice in the fasting. It's not a question of, it's going to be too tough for me. It's not a question of, it's going to affect my work. It's not a question of, it's going to be too hot. You have made the choice. You want to belong to the believers. You want to be part of this group of believers, then you should follow the orders. And it's as simple as that, so that there is no misunderstanding about whether we should fast or who should fast. Of course, there are exceptions which are quite clear in the Quran as well. If somebody is traveling or somebody is ill, then they've got the option not to fast and then fast some other times. And we all know the ahkam of not fasting. But for those who are healthy, and for those who are able to, fasting is not an option. It is a must. And we will discuss later on why is it so and what's the effect of fasting. But just to go back to the month of Ramadan, I want to share a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which explains to us the importance of this month. The Prophet says, أيها الناس قد أطلقكم شهر كريم عظيم مبارك. People, this month is a great blessed month. شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. This month has one night that is better than 1,000 nights, that is ليلة القدر. جعل الله صيام نهاريه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا. Allah has ordained that fasting of its days is obligatory. So fasting during the day is obligatory. And getting up to pray at night is voluntary. So the night prayer is voluntary, but it's got a lot of good points about it which we will discuss. من تقرب فيه بخصلة من خصال الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه. Whoever does a good deed during this month, he will be rewarded as if he is doing one of the obligatory acts in other days. So any good deed that you do during this month is rewarded at a very, very high reward. ومن أدى فيه فريضة كان كمن أدى سبعين فريضة فيما سواه. And if you do one of the obligatory forms of worships, such as prayer, for example, then the reward is 70 times the normal reward. So whatever is done during this month is multiplied by 70. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفْ لُمَنْ يَشَاءُ And Allah can increase that whichever way He wishes. هُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ This is the month, I'm continuing with the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the month of patience. And patience is rewarded by Jannah, by going to Jannah, inshaAllah. وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاةِ It is a month of compassion. وَشَهْرٌ يَزْدَادُ فِيهِ رِزْقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ During this month, your risk is increased. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِدُنُوبِهِ وَعَدْقٌ لُرَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ Whoever feeds a fasting person, so if you get somebody who is fasting and you feed them to help them break their fast, then you are going to be forgiven for your sins and you are going to be pardoned from the hellfire. وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُنْقِصَ ثَوَابَ الصَّائِمِ شَيْئًا And you will take the same thawab of the fasting person. So if you invite somebody to iftar, you will take the same thawab as if you were fasting as well. And this does not decrease the thawab of the person in any means. And this is going to be of importance to what we will discuss later, as we might be having some guests coming over from overseas during this Ramadan. And it's a good chance, very good opportunity to take extra thawab by contributing to their iftar, inshaAllah. قالوا يا رسول الله Then the Sahaba asked, يا رسول الله ليس كلنا من يجد ما يفطر به الصائم The Sahaba said, but we are not all rich enough to be able to invite people for iftar and, you know, pay for it. So the Prophet said, يعطي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على تمرة أو شربة ماء أو على مزغة لبن It doesn't have to be a fancy iftar. Even a tamra, in just one date, or a drink of water, or a drink of milk, you get the same thawab. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ أَوَّلَهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطَهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عَتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ And it is a month that begins with mercy, and in the middle of it is forgiveness, and the end of it is freedom from hellfire. So this is how important this month is. It's a great month. It's an opportunity for all of us. We must all grab it because we can see that nobody knows whether next year who's going to be here and who's not going to be here. Nobody knows whether you're going to have another opportunity for another Ramadan. It's a great opportunity that we must all grab and use. It's a great, great opportunity. Next year, who knows if it's going to be next year even. Another hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizing the importance of this month, where he says, "Atakum shahr Ramadan." Ramadan is come again. Shahru baraka. It's a blessed month. Yakhshakum Allahu fi, fayunazil al-rahma. Allah oversees you, and He showers you with mercy. وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا. And he will forgive all sins. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاء. And he listens to prayers. So it's a month where you should be doing all your prayers and ask for whatever you want. وَيَنْظُرْ إِلَى تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي الْخَيْرِ. وَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah looks at you and sees that you are all competing to do good deeds. So it's an enticement to us. We must all try to compete during this month to do a lot of good deeds as much as possible. And it's a good way of competition. So I'd look and see what my brother is doing and try to supersede him by doing more than him. فَأَرُوا اللَّهُ مِنْ أَنْفِسْكُمْ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمْ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. So during this month, try your best. Show Allah what you are really made of and show Him what you can do. So this is, again, the Prophet emphasizing to us the importance of this month. So it's not just about the fasting. It's about the month of the year. Allah has created time. And time is His. He's got the choice to have preferential times. And the most preferred month of the year is the month of Ramadan. So this is a very blessed month, a very special month that we need to be prepared for. And we will talk about preparation in the second part of the khutbah, inshaAllah. However, let's carry on with the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us the importance of this month. He tells us, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَابًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الرَّيَّانِ. There is a door in heaven called الرَّيَّانِ. يَدْخُلُ مِنْهُ الصَّائِمُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This door is only for those who are fasting Ramadan. لَا يَدْخُلْ مَعْهُمْ أَحَدْ سُوَاهُمْ. Nobody else is allowed through this door, only the fasting. يُقَالُ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. They will be called, who are the people who are fasting? Where are they? فَيَدْخُلُونَ مِنْهُ. So all the people who are fasting go through it into heaven. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ آخِرْهُمْ أُغْلِغْ فَلَا يَدْخُلْ مِنْهُ أَحَدْ. And after the last one goes through, it's closed. So nobody else goes through this door. So imagine, you have a VIP door, special entrance, just by fasting during Ramadan. So there are endless ahadith and endless ayat that emphasize the importance of Ramadan and the importance of fasting in Ramadan. And it can take hours and hours of discussing it. However, the essence of fasting is explained in the Quran. Why do we fast? And this is explained in the ayah which says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the purpose of fasting in Ramadan is to achieve taqwa, is to achieve God's awareness. There is no actual translation of taqwa. There is no word that translates it fully. But when the scholars were asked, they said taqwa is that Allah would find you where He likes to find you, and He will never find you anywhere where He would not like to find you. So you'd be fully aware of Allah. Now, to be able to achieve this is a present from Allah, and He will give it to those who will fast Ramadan for the sake of Allah. So this is a way of achieving taqwa. Now finally, there's two hadiths that talk about Ramadan, where it says, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. This is narrated in Bukhari. Whoever fasts Ramadan for the sake of Allah, all his sins that have preceded will be forgiven. So Ramadan to Ramadan is a great opportunity to wipe out all the sins. And another hadith that says, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Whoever prays the night prayer during Ramadan for the sake of Allah, again, will be forgiven. All sins will be forgiven. So this is a golden opportunity to have all previous sins forgiven. A golden opportunity to become reborn again, so that if you prepare properly for Ramadan, and if we inshallah fast Ramadan properly and do all the right things, hopefully by the end of Ramadan all our sins will be wiped out, and hopefully we will have this pass that allows us to go through this VIP door, Bab al-Rayyan, in heaven inshallah. May Allah give us all this and grant us Ramadan and grant us fasting in Ramadan. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المنير. So, dear brothers and sisters, as I said, we can talk for hours and hours about the value of Ramadan and about the importance of fasting in Ramadan. But Ramadan is not only about fasting. Ramadan is an opportunity. It comes once a year where you can have all your good actions multiplied by 70. And where you can end up, as I said, the month totally forgiven from previous sins. But it's also an opportunity because we know that there's a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, "Lan yadkhul ahadukum 'amalahu al-jannah." He said, nobody can do enough deeds or deeds that are good enough to get him to paradise, to enter into paradise. And he said, not even you, he said, not even me. Illa an yataghammadani Allahu bi rahmati. Tadkhuluna al-jannah bi rahmati Allah. We all go to paradise, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah. وَتَقْتَسِمُونَهَا بِأَعْمَالَكُمْ And then you will divide it amongst you with your deeds. So inshallah, once we are forgiven, then inshallah we are guaranteed a place in heaven. But this is where the crunch comes. Heaven has got several layers, several levels in it. Now this is the time to work for, to invest, to try and achieve one of the higher levels in Jannah. Because Al-A'mal, the good deeds, is what allows us to go into the higher places in paradise, inshallah. So let's have an arrangement. Let's, each and every one of us, sit down with a piece of paper and make a plan for Ramadan. Because Ramadan comes and goes very quickly. You know that. I'm sure you all experience that. By the end of Ramadan, we feel, hang on, it's the 30th or the 29th or whatever. Ramadan is over. We hardly felt it. When did it come and when did it go? It passes very, very quickly. So you need to have a plan, otherwise it will pass you by. So my advice to myself and to you all, let's have a piece of paper and sit down and write, what is your plan for Ramadan? How are you going to make the maximum benefits? I'm just going to go through some points about things that you can do in Ramadan. For example, why don't you make an arrangement about your prayer? If you don't usually pray on time, why don't you make arrangements to be able to pray your 5 prayers on time, every day? And preferably, if you can, of course, in Jama'ah, or in a mosque, if you can. Why don't you make arrangements for that? Why don't you make arrangements about your night prayer, your Taraweeh prayer? How are you going to do it? Where are you going to do it? Who's going to pray with you? So why don't you start making arrangements from now about the prayer in Ramadan, which is very important. Another thing that we can arrange for or make arrangements for is the Qur'an. Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. It's the month where we should be reading Qur'an a lot. So why don't we calculate how are we going to read Qur'an so that hopefully we can read the whole of the Qur'an through Ramadan or maybe read it more than once. There are many, many ways if you read, you know, people have got several ideas, some of which if you read after every prayer so many pages, you will find that you can finish the whole Qur'an. Or if you want to read, you know, with your nawafil, with the extra prayers, so many ayahs, then you can finish the whole Qur'an in so many days. So if you work for it, you'll be able to do it. If you just leave it, you might find that Ramadan has come and gone, and you haven't read your Qur'an. So why don't you sit now, or before Ramadan, and make a plan. Have a plan. How many pages am I going to read every day, or how many goods I'm going to read every day, so that I can finish the whole Qur'an at least once during Ramadan. Or maybe have a group and make sure that during Taraweeh prayer, the whole juz is read every night, so that we can finish the whole Qur'an during Ramadan, inshallah, during the Taraweeh prayer, as we, you know, usually do. Now the third point that you might want to think about is charity. What can you do during Ramadan? A lot of people make a point of getting their zakah, paying their zakah during the month of Ramadan to get the extra thawab, inshallah. So remember that zakah is only the minimum amount that you have to pay, the compulsory amount. But look out for extra charity, more money. Why don't you make a point of getting out every single day, paying a little amount, small amount, even if it's just a few pence or even a pound. But at least don't let one day pass you without doing some charity, either money or other charitable work. So again, it's, you know, everybody can have their own plans. Another point is, as I said, Taraweeh prayer, the night prayers. Now, usually it's very hard when you pray alone at home. You don't have to pray in the mosque, you don't have to pray it in Jama'ah, it is not obligatory. But usually it's quite hard, especially now where Maghrib is quite late, Isha is very late. And it could be quite hard praying on your own. So why don't you make arrangements from now to find out where are you going to be praying and who are you going to be praying with. So all these are just plans to make. Another important thing, Salat al-Arham. Why don't you look around and see who of your relatives that you haven't been in touch with for a long time. Or make a list of them. And make a point of either calling or visiting. So every week in Ramadan, I'm going to be calling my cousin, my uncle, my aunt, whoever. So that by the end of Ramadan, I would have called or visited all my relatives. And this is Salat Rahim, which is a great thing to do, especially in Ramadan. Now, another thing is Ad-da'wah ila Allah. So invite people to the way of Allah, because it's a very good opportunity in Ramadan. I'm sure we all been through that. People will ask, you know, have a cup of coffee. No, I'm not having coffee. Why aren't you having coffee? Because I'm fasting. Why are you fasting? Very good chance, very good opportunity to explain about Islam and explain about fasting. So make a point, even take the initiative to start a conversation. But just a word of warning, please do your homework and do a bit of reading first, so that if you're going to do da'wah, it's not counterproductive. Make sure that you can invite people in the right way. And if you feel that you're not up to it, maybe that's not something for you. But a bit of homework, a bit of reading, it's a very good chance, because we all get asked about it in Ramadan. Why don't you have coffee? Why are you fasting? Isn't it too hard? Now, the other thing is, make a list of dua. What are the things that you really want in the world or in the hereafter? This is the month where Allah will accept your dua. So why don't you make a list, a shopping list? Very good chance for a shopping list. Make a shopping list and just repeat it every day. Allah, I want A, B, C, D, and E. I want this, 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 and that. Please grant me this, 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 and that. And keep repeating it every day. Have a whole shopping list, because you know that Allah promised that He will answer your dua in Ramadan. So it's a good opportunity. Let's not miss it. Very, very important point in Ramadan is time management. Because Ramadan is it's a limited period of time. And it's so easy to waste the time, especially in Ramadan. So make sure that you think properly about your schedule, especially if you're working, so that the days are not wasted and the nights are not wasted. Make sure that you make use of every minute in Ramadan. So sit down and work out a schedule so that you have exactly, you know, when is the time where you're going to go to work? When is the time where you're going to be doing your dua? When is the time where you're going to be reading your Quran? When is the time where you're going to be praying? So we need good timekeeping. Otherwise, it becomes a waste of time. Now, for students in particular, it's a month of jihad. Because it is tough if you're studying or if you've got exams and if you have to be fasting. Remember, keep reminding yourself and keep having niyyah. What am I doing this for? I'm doing it for the sake of Allah. So you will be rewarded and Allah will help you, inshallah. So a lot of things that need to be done. But the most important thing is to remember, if you put too much on your plate, you might end up doing none of it. So it's important to pace yourself. So pace yourself, put a schedule for yourself, find out which are the best things that suit you. You don't have to do all of these things that we listed. You probably will find other things as well. But pace yourself and have a plan. If we have a plan, then inshallah we can all make use of this Ramadan, and inshallah we'll be rewarded, and inshallah by the end of Ramadan we will be amongst those who have been forgiven and amongst those who will never see hellfire, bismillah. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba, Allahumma akfina bihalalika an haramik, wa aghnina bifadlika amman siwak. اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في كل مكان رب العالمين. ربنا أتينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.